The Grow Great Daily Brief for Thursday, February the 7th, 2019. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. I am your host, Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Let's talk about listening your way to growth. Ernest Hemingway wrote, "I like to listen. I have learned a great deal from listening carefully. Most people never listen." Hemingway was right. Most people don't listen. Well, at least not well enough or often enough. My son owns and operates his own home inspection business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here in Texas, that's a licensed occupation, and it requires substantial training and certification. But the other day, we're chatting about all the opportunities in the trades, especially in a big city like Dallas-Fort Worth. My son has very solid people skills, and those soft skills that can present big challenges for some people. We've both had frequent encounters with business owners in various trades. Now, he runs into way more of them than I do just because of the nature of his work. But during our chat, I commented that I had encountered some tradesmen recently who just talk too much. I mean, they are busy with what they want to say, too busy to pay close enough attention to how the customer or the prospect is reacting. And he confirmed, oh, yeah, he frequently would see the same thing. But this is not just a problem among the trades. It's fairly rampant everywhere. Questions determine our success. Many years ago, I crafted a mantra, "The quality of our questions determines the quality of our business." The context? Salespeople. Salespeople who were asking stupid questions because they just weren't thinking clearly enough. And the result was ongoing systemic problems that could have easily been avoided if salespeople would have asked better questions. Well, through the years, I've continued to use that mantra, "The quality of our questions determines the quality of our business," because it seems to be accurate everywhere you look in business building. It's true in selling, negotiating, buying, name it. Name any other business activity that involves human interaction for good reason. It's communication. Get better at it. Get better at communicating. It's going to help you grow as a person. It's going to help you grow your business. But there's something else to it. Curiosity and learning. Have you noticed that the people who talk too much are never asked questions? Well, we don't have to ask them. We know that at the very first pause in a conversation, if they're not the one talking, they are going to start talking. And they're not going to shut up till they run out of breath, and some don't even stop then. We're not very interested in what these people have to say because they have way too much to say. That's ironic, isn't it? And then there's the person that we would like to learn from, but they don't dominate the conversation. And maybe that's why we're drawn to these people. And they'll tell us, but we have to ask. And if we don't ask, they won't tell us. Questions give us opportunities to listen, but only if we're being honest in how we use the questions. Meaning, don't ask a question just to set yourself up to talk. Ask a question to discover what you don't know. Ask your questions to learn, to understand, and to grow. And once again, we're right back to LUG, learning, understanding, and growth. When you narrow your focus on LUG, it'll alter how you construct your questions. It will completely change the questions that you ask and how you go about it. Curiosity and learning, they're drivers and they get results. Your curiosity finds satisfaction in listening to great questions answered. Your learning is expanded when you listen to answers with a motive to understand. So pay attention to the person. Watch them carefully. Listen to them even more so. Be intentional in trying to understand the person. It's deeper than trying to understand just what they're saying. That's important, but understanding who they are and what they're feeling and what they really are saying, that's really important. When you're selling, and frankly at other times too, there's another enormous value in asking questions, which provide you an opportunity for active listening. You demonstrate that you care about the other person, and you care about what they think, and you care about how they feel. How do you feel when somebody takes a genuine interest in you and they ask you about your life? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know exactly how you feel. You feel great. They're interested. Make sure that you do that for other people, especially your employees, especially your prospects, especially your customers. I'd urge you to do it with as many people as you can every single day. Two-year-olds show us the way. Go hang around any small child, a two-year-old, and you are going to be just peppered with questions because there are many things that two-year-olds just do not understand yet, and they are curious and anxious to figure these things out. Their curiosity is off the hook. Two-year-olds have a special skill to just pepper you with questions. I mean, they never hit a snag in thinking of a new question to ask. It's the sign of a mind working to learn, to understand, and grow. Now, don't be pesky like a two-year-old. You know, leave the interrogations for the professions that require that. But be interested. Be curious. Be that interested. Be that curious about others and what they can show you. Be less interested in yourself. And there's the rub. Be less interested in yourself. That's why listening often fails. First of all, people aren't that interested in the other person. They're not that curious about the other person. Big mistake. For your growth and the growth of your business, it's a big, big mistake. Foster, build, and increase your curiosity. Pride and arrogance, those are the enemies. You know, the people with the least amount of curiosity and interest in others, they are the most pompous. They know more than you. What they have to say is more important than what you have to say. Their story is more interesting than yours. Their wisdom is deeper than yours. Don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. Second of all, people don't work at being present. More than ever, it's tough to be in the moment. I get it. Eye contact just doesn't happen nearly enough. We live in a digital world, and I get it, and I don't bemoan it. I love it. I think it's great. But when we're having face-to-face conversations, and even when these aren't face-to-face conversations, it's really tough to be in the moment because we've all adapted to this nanosecond attention span. When you're leaning hard into learning, understanding, and growth, you have to listen. And the best way to listen is you've got to be present. You have to be in the moment. Don't be distracted. Put the phone away. Put other thoughts out of your head. Look at the other person as though they are the only important person on the planet at this moment. Because for you, they are the most important person at this moment. And if they aren't, I have a question. Why are you spending your time with them then? I sometimes have to work at this. I freely confess. I'm usually pretty decent at it. But my curse is being preoccupied. My curse is not so much any distraction like a phone or my curse is preoccupation, my mind being elsewhere. And for me, it's never driven by me wanting to chime in or anything like that. It's just my mind being on something else. Now, there's no excuse. I'm not excusing it because there isn't any excuse. It just points to the fact, come on, we're not perfect. But just pay attention to yourself. Notice how often the people we love, for instance, the people we love, the people that we're closest to, these are the people that tend to get the short end of the stick more often than not, right? Yeah, of course. You know, the husband or the wife can say something, the children can say something, and you're not paying attention in one ear and out the other. And these are people that we care about. These are people that we love dearly. Stop doing that. Concentrate on being in the moment. The more you practice it, the better you'll get. Thirdly, people are so unpracticed, they can't pick up on the cues. When we're talking with people, there are lots of cues. Just because you don't see them does not mean they don't exist. Many a great question, maybe it would be better to call them a follow-up question, has gone unasked because we didn't pick up on details of the previous answer. We weren't listening close enough to pick up on a prompt that could have led to another deeper understanding if we'd have just asked the question. Everybody wants to share their story. We mostly go through life with very few people, if anybody, asking us about our story. The only thing more frustrating than nobody asking is somebody asking and then not listening, right? It's far more insulting than somebody who just doesn't even ask to begin with. Well, as my son and I were talking about listening, especially during the sales process, we knew that tradesmen and all other business people suffer the same malady. We desperately want people to know what we do, how we do it, and all the other stuff that we think matters to them. What we often fail to understand is that our prospects and everybody else that we encounter is way more interested in themselves and what they want. And they will tell us if we will just ask, shut up, and listen. Be well, do good, grow great. Again, the website is growgreat.com. Let's wrap up the week tomorrow. It'll be Friday. See you then.